other.
Say the just a point to remember myself this I asked, if you remember maybe a number of shum ago, when the Rambam quotes Tazayv, and the same word is for mitzvahs, and even though you know it refers, it's only mechlau that it's Tazov for leket shikhape, whatever, you know, it goes on all of them, and it only says Tazov one time. So I was wondering, I suggested that maybe the fact that the Rambam says lav nitla say, he's trying to bring a raya that it's a mitzvah say. He's not stam telling you that it's a lav nitla say, okay? I just want to show you a Rambam in mitzvah tzadi that he uses a lav nitla say to prove that it's a mitzvah say. So that would help my case, okay? Mitzvah tzadi is a hatzivish nitztavinu lisroif kochim I thought maybe Sadi Aleph, one second. Sadi Aleph. I think it's Sadi Aleph. Sadi Aleph. Sadi Aleph. Who had seen which is the Vinu Lisrof as a Noisa? Who Omo Yisale, Vanoisa mi Psa Zebach? Shh! Beyoma Shlishi Baishi Saleif, Ubefeirish Omru. What's the Befeirish Omru? Al Omru Yisale. Befeirish Omru Al Omru Yisale. Befeirish Omru Al Omru Yisale. It means the Pirish of Mekubo. Befeirish Omru Al Omru Yisale. See, if you didn't know the Seid, you wouldn't know what he's talking about. Befeirish Omru Al Omru Yisale. But Bekeves HaPesach Lo Yisil Menu Ad Breke Vod Yisil Menu Ad Breke Beish Tisreifu. Omru B'mechilta, or does the mechilta and the mechilta and the sifri and the sifra is the pirush of Mekubal. Bo hakosiv litein asei al lois asei. And Mekaymis, Mizm B'sol Zulosan, Omu B'feirish, Shilav Noisa, Lav Shidigla Seihu. L'ficha in loikanov. So it wasn't doing anything. So that's the charaye that it's a mitzvah asei. It's a lav nitla asei. In other words, Chazal, Lavandiglase, you can't have a lavandiglase unless there's dochamitzase. That's what he holds. Not that you should do something. Lavandiglase. So the fact that Ram quotes in those places, lavandiglase, it's a raya doch. Maybe the Mekubalim said that it's a mitzvah. Maybe that's what he's trying to say. Okay, beseda. Now, I'll tell you something. The Ram is presenting a case here. We'll see what it is. In my humble opinion, if you have to say this, he's a loggerheads with the Bahag, and he's trying to prove his case. Okay, and to make Achilles Kochim into a mitzvah is his roughest deal over here. Okay, and frankly, I don't even know why he needs it that much. Because it could have been part of the Seder from Achilles, the Seder from Mitzvah Chatos, and the Mitzvah Oshem, and Shom Al Yisrael, and it could have been a separate Mitzvah Minyan HaMitzvahs, you know. You know, even to say that the Bahag is what's forcing to do this really is not true. Because the Mitzvah could have been, Achilles Chatos, and Achilles Oshem, and Shom Al Yisrael. Okay? So, I don't know what's forcing him, but his argument is so weak. I don't know. I'll show you what the problems are. Okay, you know, if you take, you know, see, there's sometimes you have a weak argument. You know, you say, you know, I'm echte, but you know, even if you take everything he says is true, it's still not clear. You know that what the argument. Now that's why we just go slowly and we'll see what he's saying. Mitzvah peites shh. Hatzivu shenitzavu akohanim lecho. Bisar HaKochim, okay? Now, Lechom al-Kochim is talking about Bisar. It's not Kilu, an expression of the Hebrew word of Lechem. It's as some said, but it's really, it's Bisar Kochim. Okay? Klima, and
Because the emissaries in Chatas and Oshom, that's all it is. You can imagine that there might have been a mitzvah in Kohan, you know, when you get to Shlomim but Chozer v'shoik and Murim and Alechem from Teda, you can imagine that it's something besides Lechem, okay? But in what is Mefurish and Kra, for Ochor Shikubem is certainly only Bosa.
Where do you see the word Lechem?
Lechem's in the Arabic. Okay. And you look in the bottom over here, you'll see Hillman in his notes over here. It's very difficult it's very difficult to make out what he's trying to say. But you look over here in Hillman, over here, he points out. Sefer Batim. Where's that? One second. Peites. What is it? Peites? Basa kochim b'seif abatim lechem akochim ulai motza ibn I b'nusach haravi lechem al kochim kibetfus paris, which is true, okay, v'choshev shelechem humilas ivrit, but it's a medium ivris Hebrew, but it's not a Hebrew word, it's an Arabic word. And in his Kapach's text, it's lechum. That's what he has his thing. But it's bosa, okay? So bosa kochim klema hachatos vooshem shein koche kochim, okay? Vuomu yisale viochu isa mashe kupa bohem. That's the pasuk, okay? Yeah, but the shaila is now he's trying to understand who there is a mitzvah achila. But who are, which kabbonis are we talking about? Okay? So this he quotes a sifra. The Pirush HaMakor from the sifra will explain to us what a shekupa behem means. Okay? Minayin shachilas kochim kapor, you need two drashas, kilo, we'll see. Minayin shachilas kochim kapor, I'll call Yisrael. So what does it mean, ochal shekupa behem? It doesn't make any sense, ochal shekupa behem. So he's saying, because Achilas Kochim is a Mechapa. Tamloimo, vi oiso nosan lochem lo seisis avoino edo, lechape aleihem lifnei Hashem. Okay? Hoketz hakoenim ochrim, vi Yisrael miskaprim. Okay? So we have that Achilas Kohanim is Mechapa. And the truth is, he doesn't have a raya that we're talking about kochim kochim. There's nothing here that tells you that, okay? Kohanim ochel by the miskapu. So what are we talking about? It doesn't say, okay? So I assume, unless maybe I'm wrong, I don't know. The oisa nosan lochem lo seis zavoino eda lechape aleim lifnei Hashem happens to be talking about kochi kochim. Chesnit, I don't know. Okay, because we'll see. Okay, continue. Umitnai hamitzvah zu sheachila zu shehi mitzvah einu ela liyoyim v'layla at chatzos. Why the Ram introduces Gzeir Drabon at chatzos to say for mitzvahs is I have no clue and I'm not going to speak about it because I can't tell you anything about it. Okay. So the chod yom v'layla, the achay kein te oser achilas oiso achatos oer oshem. The ein achilosa mitzvah ele bizman hamugbo. So maybe that's what he's trying to tell you. But as I said, it's also afterwards in the whole business. I mean, the chod that's dinim from the mitzvah. I don't know why it's negay the mice over here, but okay, b'seida, okay. Oboruhu shigam mitzvah zu miyuchedes bezichrei kohanim. Oboruhu shigam mitzvah zu miyuchedes bezichrei kohanim. V'ein ochoiv lenoshim. What do you mean ein ochoiv lenoshim?
It's awesome.
L'fi shekotche kotchim asher bohem nemo posik zeh. Oh, so he's saying asher nemo bohem posik zeh. Okay. So what's Pasuk Zeh? So then he doesn't have to prove that it's Kochi Kochim. So then maybe it doesn't prove anything. This is not the passing the oisa nosan lachem lecha, but maybe it's only he's referring to v'ochol shekupu b'mitzvah b'kotchi kotchim. What does it mean ashekupu b'hen? So he's explaining why shekupu b'hen is. We know this passing is talking about kohanim. Achilas zichrei kuluna kotchi kotchim talking about here because we know the passing itself from the passing miluim. Okay, we say that. They don't chayv al noshim lefi shekotchi kotchim. Asher bohem nema posik ze ein anoshim oichlois oisom. Okay, that's Ramashib said. That's what? Yeah, I understand. They're not chayiv. They're all. It's not with the what? They're not.
They don't even have a mitzvah.
The bchalal mitzvah. The whole discussion back and forth is a little strange. But I think what he wants to point out is Noshim have no shaykhis over here. And the problem is later, when he brings Kotch and Kalman, Noshim have a shaykhis, that's what he's setting up. But the way he phrases it is just inexplicable. That's the truth. There's no way. The whole discussion is a little bit strange, okay? See, let's grant his point. His point is that Noshim are not in this mitzvah, correct? And it's not a mitzvah that says Mangon, but not the whole mitzvah wasn't said by Noshim. I feel it's Kotch and Kotchim, nothing to do with Noshim. They're not the Zom as far as yeah, but I'm not sure. That's what I'm sure to let you see. The question is, how do they eat in Kotch and Kalam? What? Okay. We'll see. What's the continue? Continue, let's see. Avo Shah Kotch and Kalim, Kotch and Kalim, how he ain't Elu Necholim, the Shnei Yom Vlai Lechot. I don't know why this negates anything. Chutz. Because I guess the posik, the achilles kochim, the posik was only nechal liyom v'layla, so it's ray dochter naden chutz mitoyda v'al nozer sheim liyom v'layla at chatzois afal pi shehein kochim kalim v'gam hanoshim oichlois kochim kalim elu. Okay, v'gam hanoshim oichlim kochim kalim elu. So the Chayr is talking about the Achilles Kohanim from the Chazav Shoik. He's not talking about the, you know, what the Gam, and that's what in Mishnah Teretz Mufurish. He says. Vuadin the Shah Koch, he talks about in Perig Yud of Maisa Kobonis, Halocha Aleph and Beis. Shh! Vuadin the Shah Koch, Shahuchl Noison, a Kohanim, Shahilos and Mitzvah. Okay? Shahilos and Mitzvah. We talk about Achilles Kohanim. So, Vagam Achilosom Nigreres the Mitzvah. So, this is what he's Machadish, and this is what he throws them in. It's the greatest mitzvah. Because of the greatest mitzvah, it's no hegis b'chol hakotchim. But what does the greatest mitzvah? We have to understand what it means, okay? And then he says, v'chein gam atchumo achilos and the greatest mitzvah, okay? Why is it important to tell us tchumo over here? He's trying to tell us what the dinim are, what's included in it.
Or he's telling why he didn't make it a separate mitzvah.
Why he's not making a separate mitzvah? Oh, I would tell you differently, okay? I would tell you, and we'll see, because he only has a proof about Truma. He doesn't have a proof about Kotch and Kalim. And I think he assumes that once he proves Truma, he doesn't have to prove Kotch and Kalim anymore. And that's what's going on here, I think. You'll see. Because, you know, now he's apologizing. Here's the big apology. And the question is, and how does he get out of it? Elo, she'en achilles kochim kalim utchumo kmo achilles b'sar chatas v'oshom. Lefi she'achilles b'sar chatas v'oshom nishlemes bo kaporas hamiskaper kmo shebi'arnu. Nishlemes bo kaporas. What does it mean, nishlemes bo? It means there is a mixes kapora with the akrova, but the shloma for the kapora is through the achilus kohen, kol shbiyanu. Ubehen nema hatzivui al achilu. Although the pasuk is talking to achilus kochin, and kohanim achilus kochin kohen zirekuna. Mashaloi nema loy be kochin kalim v'loy be truma. Although this pasuk is nothing to do with kochin kalim kochin truma. Ulefikoch heim nigror machreim. For oichum also mitzvah, so he's mechayish also mitzvah, and that's what the Rambam. Because of this, you make a bracha. Because of this also mitzvah, you make a bracha. Shh. Voloshuns now. What's the raya? What's the ganze raya? And listen to this raya. Voloshun sifro. Then I assume this drasha the emes is, if I'm not mistaken, is in. Excuse me. You'll find it also in the Gemara Pesachim of Taufen, okay? But he quotes the Sifra again, I assume, because of the Pirush HaMakubal. The Pirush HaMakubal. V'losh Sifra, Avoides Matono Etenes Kunaschem. La'aseis Achilas Kochim Begvulim Kavoidas Mikdosh B'Mikdosh. Okay. Shh. Ma avoides Mikdosh B'Mikdosh Mikadish Yodov V'Ach Kach Oived. Af Achilles Kochim Mikadish Yodov V'Ach Kach Oichel. That's the proof. Okay. That's his treatise here. It's mamish kuli pella, okay?
At the very beginning, what the pasuk v'chul osa shakuba behem so mat miluim.
I know it's kochi shor, and he doesn't. He's not even misyachis to that. He assumes like as though I know that. I was going to tell you that, but I didn't want to. I had enough to confuse
you. That's what I was looking up here. Like,
yeah. It's by miluim, and the Ram assumes like as though poshit. That it's a mitzvah day.
Matter of fact, the passage before talks about there's also lechem there too. I mean, that's also supposed to, you know, the passage before says talking about el milum and lechem b'shem basal v'chulu osa shakuba
behem. Yeah. Okay. Say there was the El Mulin, wasn't a chat, it was a noshim. I understand. Okay. So now, let's go slowly, okay? It's clear to me, I would tell you, that Nigreres is different than Michlau, okay? I would say Nigeres the mitzvah, because here, L'cheira, he's making it really part of the mitzvah itself, because if it's really not part of the mitzvah, okay, you wouldn't say it's Nigen Kol HaKochim. Okay? And L'cheira, you would have said, and the Rambam says that Michlal, at least when he talks about Siskeidu, is a different inyan. It's no raya that it's always a different inyan than the mitzvah. But lechera, it's not the mitzvah, okay? See, I don't know. I'm just wondering what would be in Simcha Bizman Azeh, which is the Michlal, whether if you could imagine making a brocha on the mitzvah simcha, whether you would make a brocha on it. But we don't, I don't know, since it's so vague, I probably Chazal won't convey a brocha on it anyway. And maybe it's just an emotion. I'm not sure exactly what the reason is, but I'm not sure B'chal is an issue. Anyway, okay. Beseda, okay. We'll go about all the different things. I just want to get, you know, we'll take care of all the side things, but just the whole thing doesn't, okay. Now, I'm confused over here, okay? Now, the confusion is the following. I want to just take the main point. Let's take the, you know, let's focus on the main problem over here. And then I'll take care of all the side problems. That's right. The question is, L'chera, you're going to have to assume that the Ram thinks that something in this Teres Kohan Sifra is a Pirush HaMakubal. Because if it wasn't, he doesn't have a case at all to tell you anything. Because only drasha from Chazal, correct? And drasha from Chazal is not in Minyan HaMitzvah because of Shur HaSheni. See, he really is in a terrible situation, And it's a situation which he himself created, because he himself has this Sheirish Beis, and he himself has his opinion in that a mitzvah. He wants it for some reason. He has some agenda that taught you to keep this as a mitzvah.
Does Bahag has this mitzvah?
But I think it could be he does. I can check. It could be he does, but it's Achilles Kochim in general, not Kohanim. Okay, and the Rambam is limited to Kohanim. Okay, that's where the problem comes in. Okay, now there are those certainly that quoted. It could be Tireim. Certainly, I'm not sure exactly. Just you know, if you point out, I'll look up the Cheshbon again. But he has an agenda over here. Okay, now I can imagine. Okay, if my back is pushed to the wall. Okay, to tell you the Rambam interpreted this Teres Kohanim. This Teres Kohanim, Achilles Kochim, Achilles Kochim Begvulim, Kavulis Beis HaMikdosh, okay, that part is a Pirush Mekubal. That the Achilles Kochim Kavulis Beis HaMikdosh is a Pirush Mekubal. This Shtigol Teira, that because of that you have to have Netilis Yadayim, that's the Chol Yonah Smach the Baal Amor. And that's not real. Okay? That's what I would tell you, that's what he interprets. Okay? Because if he interprets the whole thing, the whole thing, the end of it certainly an asmachta, and no one's going to tell me that the din netilas yadayim for truma is a deraisa dik. It was only takona later. No, I don't know, even Shlomo's takona assumed it. Shlomo's takona was in Kochim and whatever it was. Okay, we say them. Okay. So that l'chor is where he's coming from. Okay. Now I want to ask you a question. This is the more important question. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Avodas Matana. And it says that Achila from Truma, that's the Pirush Mekubal is telling us, that Achila from Truma is an Avodah in Mikdash. Okay. Does it tell you anything about anything? Does it tell you that it has anything to do with the possibly ochel eisam ashekupa b'hem? See, sometimes a pirush mekubal comes to expand the pasuk, okay, and to tell you something also is included or whatever you want. So I understand, and that could even be the nusach of the mitzvah. For example, sometimes a pirush mekubal can come and tell you gufei teira that there's a lav of oil by truma. With the pasuk gzeir shava gufei teira, okay. There's no pasuk teira like that. But the pirush mekubal, okay, good to say that, okay. But all we have over here, is a pirush mekubal telling you that avodas matana, that this is a kiyum avoda, okay. I'm not going to do a lot of problems with this, okay. I'm not even going to get involved in this, okay. We'll get later, okay. Now this is, let's accept everything that he says. But when you have what he says, all he's been able to do, let's assume you excise it and say the Pirush Mekubal is only the beginning, which I think is the best you can do. I don't think you can do any better than that, okay? Pirush Mekubal, he learned was only at the beginning. So it means there's an Avodas Matana, there's a Pirush Mekubal telling you something, that there is a Kiyum Avoda with Achilas Truma, okay? You say that.
The Rambam is saying that Achilas Truma Kochim Kalim is the mitzvah is Achilas Kohanim Chatas Hashem, and including that mitzvah is Truma and
Nigreis the mitzvah. Nigreis the mitzvah, and because of this Nigreis the mitzvah, it's Noeg in all Kochim, and because Noeg in all Kochim, it's not in Teres Achatos and Teres Hashem, but it's a separate mitzvah. That's the treatise over here. The question is, how do you pull it off? Okay. So that's all he has, correct? So l'cheira, he has to introduce truma, that's what I'm telling you, in order to get the kochim kalim. Because there's nothing in kochim kalim. Okay? And what the amazing thing is, I think, okay, there is a gemara in Pesachim that says that achilas kohanim in shlomim is taka brings kapola in the chos of a shoik. Okay? So he doesn't quote that. Why? Because the gemara in Pesachim, we don't know. We don't know that there's a Pirush Mekubal. Maybe it's only a drasha. Okay? The only thing, and in the Teres Kohanim, it only talks about Achilles Kochi Kochim. as being a kapora. So v'meila, he can't do that. So l'cheira, he's pulling from truma, since truma, achilas truma is a mitzvah. So v'meila, achilas kohanim and kochin kalam, I guess with a kavachoyim, even if you don't say kavachoyim, yesh b'chalma say mononat, something like that. Because every time Chazal have droshes, like they're ready to say, when they start for Mikushtifa, maybe it's only in Chatos and call Kochikochim, maybe it's only in Kochikochim and Kochin Kala, maybe it's also in Truma, and Kamashul, no, it's not in Truma. So Truma Kilo, it's always a Seder from Kedushas, okay? Which is a Chiddush, okay? Okay, it's a problem, okay? That's the problem we have. So I just want to tell you one thing, okay? Tell you one thing. The thing I want to tell you is that l'cheira, to say that the Rambam is saying, okay, that this kilu is a pirush makubo, that this is pshat, that the avodas makon is pshat, in the ochlois mashakubo behen, l'cheira is a far cry. Okay? And I don't think that he's learning the Pirush Mekubal did that. And that's why he's only leaving it as Negeres the Mitzvah. Okay? But he's learning, if it's an the Torah says it's an Avodah, there must be a Kiyum in this Achila. Okay? And Kiyilu is learning, I don't know how he does this, or why he does this, okay? He's learning that if there's a kiyum achila, it's not a separate inyan from inyoni atera. It must be that it has to do somehow with v'ocholos v'shakup ben, where there's a kiyum achila and achilas kachas. So mainly put it in this mitzvah. So the pirush of a kubal over here is not coming to say, oh, that's pshat in the pasuk, and he's telling him the pasuk is nema only in achilas zichri kuna and only in achilas kapora. Okay, so it comes out that when an isha eats truma, she's doing avoda l'chayu. Okay, and the pella is that the teres kohanim, and the gemara pesachim and Rab Tarfon was it's trumas chutzlaretz. So you can imagine trumas chutzlaretz that achila from truma is kilu avoda. And that's what Rav Tafel said, that I'm going to do an avoda today. So they said, what happened to Beis Mizis Chol? What's going on in here? Okay? So that's a problem, okay? But that's what the Gemara says, okay? That's the Torah's Quran. So that's what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is doing is turning the world upside down. He's L'cheira, the Pirush HaMekubal is only that it's a Kiyum Avoda. And he assumes it's a kiyum avoda, and v'ochal shekupman mistametz b'chal this pasuk. And this negreres, that's the chayur is machadish, which is mamash kuli pella. Negreres the mitzvah is really part of the etzem mitzvah. It's not kiilu something like mechal, and that's why the lashon l'ram and meisa kabonos is very clear about this. Look, he starts out nice, come on. Very good. Achilles achatos v'osho mitzvah saseh. Shenem v'ocho is a meshikupu behem. Hakohanim uruchim ba'al miskapim. V'hu hadin l'shah hakochim she'uruchim hakohanim שאכילוס המצווה. וכן, אכילס שאוי מנוחס, מצסעסי, שנבע נויסרס, ממנה יוכל אהלן ובונות.
That's a type of
mitzvah? Yeah, type of mitzvah. That's, you see pay test? Look at pay test. Okay. So he's mamish making really huadin. It's mamish making part of the thing, part of the mitzvah. So I think that, you know, if you want to give, you know, I'm not telling you that I buy into the argument. I mean, it's not for me to buy in and buy not to buy into the argument. The question is, what's he trying to do? He quotes Truma because he can't prove his case without Truma. And the holy case, the only way he can prove Truma is through the Teres Kohan and Valis Matana. And Matana, that only tells you there's a kiyum for Machilas Truma. Okay? But it doesn't really tell you anything about Shekubu Behem. So he learns Ki'ilu, that if the Teir is telling you there's a kiyum Achila, and the Teir has a tzira Mokam Achir, Mistama, the Teir doesn't have a kavana for a separate mitzvah. The Teir is Ki'ilu, this is to do with that. And Shalma Yisrael, it's somehow negres the mitzvah from Achilas Shekubu Behem. Which is mamish, an unbelievable argument.
This is different than the Sefer Mitzvahs, though, because he's saying only the Kohen and not the Nashim and anybody else.
Yeah, but the question, what does it mean Kohanim then? That's the problem. What's going on? And what's Bekitzer is that it's only the Kohanim. So then why? You see, the problem is, if he meant to limit it only to Zichrei Kohuna, so what does he say over here, V'gam HaNoshim?
I'm saying it sounds like it's a Machlokes.
The Eishes Kohen.
Not the Noshim,
is the Eishes Kohen. Eishes Kohen eats the cause of a shoy.
That the Kohen could eat, not the basa that the Kohen actually do eat. I mean, since they're the ones that eat it, so that.
And then why is it too? It's part of it.
Even if they're Eved, it's still a mitzvah because it's Kohanim eat that basa.
I understand, but the Eved eats because the Eved, you know. It's just, you know, the Eved eating, you know, I just don't get it. In Truma, you know, I did an Avoida, but. After saying Avoida, what's hot that Avoida, Shaykh, the Noshim, and Tavodim? I just don't get how he does it exactly. And the Ram says the bracha is. The bracha is a sheik. And then you make a bracha sheik yisham b'tzom b'tzik b'kdusha shal Aaron. And Isha makes it and Eved makes that. At the end of Hilchos Truma, he quotes v'achila l'b'kdusha shal Aaron. So that's the problem over here. I didn't do anything. I just mentioned. I can take the side ends or whatever it is, whatever you want. But this, I think, is what he's doing. And I don't think you do. I don't know. I was trying to do better than this, but I don't see anything that's, you know, what does he want? It's like he starts with an argument, and the argument doesn't make any sense. What type of argument is this?
And the whole reason for this, otherwise, it should be included in Teres Chatzos Noshim.
Yeah, and the reason why he needed Teres Chatzos Noshim is in order that it should be a mitzvah which is Noyeg and Kol HaKodshim. And once a mitzvah is Noyeg and Kol HaKodshim, so a Mela, it's a separate mitzvah from Yina mitzvah. So without that, it couldn't have been. Because if it had just been in Chatas and Oshim, it wouldn't have been all mitzvahs. That is what happened over here. Okay? If you want to say something, you know, I'm going to go. If you want, I'll go through, you know, But that's why, for example, the Nusach HaMitzvah, even in Minyan Kotzer, is Achilas Kohanim B'Kotche Kotchim. Because that is the mitzvah. This is only Negeres the mitzvah. But the Negeres the mitzvah is not just the Mechlal, but it's enough to make it part of the mitzvah. And Ki'ilu, to make the mitzvah Noeg in Kotchim Kalim, in all Kotchim Kalim. But it's not Noeg in all Kotchim Kotchim, it's not Noeg in Oil. It means wherever there's Achilas Kohanim, in Maisa Behema and in Pesach, even though the Kohen happens to eat his Pesach, that's not because of, that's not Achilas Kohanim. Wherever there's an Achilas Kohanim, wherever there's a law, that goes under this mitzvah.
But the Achilas Yisrael is part of Shlom, is part of Torah Shlom.
The Achilas Yisrael is part of Torah Shlom. It's part of Torah Shlom. The Achilas Yisrael is part of Torah Shlom. The Achilas Kohanim is a separate mitzvah. Okay, it's mamish.
an amazing thing. Okay? And that's the chiddush. And even though Taka the achilas, the Gemara says the achilas kochim kalim of chozav v'shoyek in Pesachim in Tomid Ishchat, the Gemara says that is kapora. Okay, from Fush Gemara, emurim the emurim are never. You know, then it is because it's impossible. Kol zman the emurim and the nikta. Kol zman I think that the achil kohen don't eat. This kapora is that's only a drasha. He can't prove anything from that. So Meili only has this in Shalom Yisrael, and he has no kapor b'chal. Achilles Trum is no kapor. It doesn't do anything. It's not pshat and posik. It doesn't do. Ochel is shekupa behem. It's noshim, and it's without kapor. That is the tritis over here, which is Ramesh, you know. It's not the strongest. Not Ramesh's strongest arguments, I must say. Okay? Just one other thing, okay. The Ramban, at least in Shoyes Yud Beis, we'll see, you know, seems to say that it's not a mitzvah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs. But the Maisa is, he's not mesalakit in minyan. Even if the Chinuch goes out and says that the Ramban is mesalakit, he's mesalakit at the end of Shoyes Yud Beis. But not in his minion at the end where he throws the mitzvah out. He doesn't throw it out. Which is a strange thing, okay? Okay? And then I just want to show you something. Just a word, okay? And then I want to just go on and take care of the tie the loose ends. Can I borrow one? Can I borrow this one just for a second? Yeah. Just wish they used the word. I want to show you something. He says, V'koshken chatzo osham. This is the end of it. The last, V'koshken, he says, Ki es chazei atnufo. It's not a mitzvah sina, okay? Avol hiro'o. Shehu l'kayin b'matono. That's the din, okay? You see, there's a difference between a mitzvah and hara, correct? So now it even becomes more interesting that the Rambam at the beginning of it, in other words, I don't know if the Rambam is in any way has to keep the same language parameters as the Ramban, but remember the Rambam says at the beginning of the discussion on Shereshit Beis, that it's hara, and then lady comes to the conclusion it's a mitzvah. Hara doesn't necessarily mean a mitzvah. That's very clear. Just wanted to show you the way the word's used over here. I thought you'd find that interesting. And this is where this is where the Ramban is misalikit kilo, okay? Now, just a few points, okay? Okay. 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 Now, just want to see if there's any points that I left out here. Okay, say the. Okay. Even though there's a strange thing that he does, okay? If you look in the Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos at the beginning, okay, he makes a list of mitzvahs, okay? So he puts ki'ilu, the mitzvah achilus kochim, together with chatas and oila, and chatas, together with mitzvah chatas and osham. Because he's the saying that goes like this. It goes, shows him lasays holo, kamaisek sumum alach seda, that's aleph. Beis, shalecho b'sal oilo, gimel, seda chatos, dal shalecho b'sal chatos p'nimis, shaliyav b'chatos oif, that's hey, vov, is seda oshom, zayin, shiocho akohanim b'sal koche koche b'mikdash. So the chayra, he's putting it together with chatos and oshom. But that's the same type of thing. That's the that's what the pasuk seems to say in Torah Shebiksav. See, here the Pirush Makubal is not coming to change the Torah Shebiksav or to elaborate on it or to expand on it, because only mit negre is the mitzvah. So the mitzvah remains the way it was, but still, whatever that is, it's enough to make a Nerei B'chol HaKodshim, which is mind-boggling, okay? But the Rambam's careful, okay? Where does he quote the mitzvah Machilas Kodshim? He quotes in Perek Yud. He doesn't quote it as from the dinim from Chatos or whatever. It has nothing to do. It's Taka Sepa Mitzvah. So I guess the acid test is what's going on in Mishnah Torah itself and where the Rambam quotes it, okay? However, it's confusing to me. Are the dinim in the Seder of how the Rambam quotes the mitzvahs in the beginning of the halachas, or there's no dinim? That's something I'm very clueless about this. Unless he's quoting Torah Shebiksav and the Pirush Makubal, I don't understand, because the mitzvah itself, l'chayr, is not dependent only on Torah Shebiksav. And also Minyan HaKotzer, the Rambam says, Lechol b'sah chatas v'yosham, sh'nehem v'yochol is ma'shekubal b'hem. So both in the Minyan HaKotzer and in the Minyan of the Reish Halach Hilchos Ma'isa Chobonos is very clear. And still, it's not even called Kochim, which is an amazing thing. Okay. And this is Mamash, this Kuli Pella, okay?
Should have quoted Yosna Sanachem.
What?
Yosna Sanachem is much better plastic. I don't know why you quote it.
What? Oh, you said what?
Yosna Sanachem.
Yeah.
I guess that's not a seaweed.
That's not a seaweed. That's a seaweed for Achilles Kotch. It's not a Achilles Kotch.
It's not a seaweed. It's just a seaweed.
Okay. I'm also a little confused, just to be frank with you. Why the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs talks about, so I'm telling you, Mechlal is different. Mechlal is not the mitzvah. Negeres the mitzvah is more. Even Negeres the mitzvah sounds very schwach, okay? And it's less than nispach. Even though the word Negeres also means nispach. It's also an Arabic word, which kutah, but it's less than that. Because I would have assumed, after the Rambam in Lois Iskoydidu, that you don't quote the Lois Iskoydidu, you don't quote Lavim. You don't quote the drushes or the mechlal at all in the mitzvah. But the Ram does. By the mitzvah simcha, he quotes the mechlal of, he has a long discussion in the mitzvah from simcha. He talks about dvoim aruim lehen. That's here. Mem something, right? Nun something. What's the name? Yeah. Nun Dalad. That's what he quotes. He says, "Well, in your Rishoni she'el of Nirmos Mitzazu, is this it? Or Kfar Ubechlal Omroi? Ubechlal Omroi?" ושמחת ברגך מה שאומרו עוד, והוא שאומרו שמח בכל מיני סמוך, שמחה. Okay? And the mitzvah you see in Nun Daled, what does it say? What's what Nun Daled mean, Akotze? The Smoch Bugolim? Okay, so what are you saying, Chagiga? At the beginning of Chagiga? One second. The smoch begolim, but it's in Chagiga. Vasimcha shneves vachal gecha. The simcha is to be a korban, and that's the chol why he brings it here. Hasimcha amur begolim hu shiakliv shlomim yes al shalme Chagiga. That's what he says. Okay, then. Okay. And it's a little also strange. What?
He starts out that the Shotim Bashuna,
What's also strange is when he lists the mitzvahs which annoy in all korbanos, which is separate mitzvahs, he lists them before Teres Achatz and Teres Oshim. In the whole Seder, you look at the Samochs, before Samoch Gimel, you open the mitzvahs, the Minyan mitzvahs, before Samoch Gimel, you have Samoch Gimel is Ol Korban Oyla, Samoch Beis is Melach, Samoch Aleph is Korban that should be Shalem. So he's listing the mitzvahs and then the din of Yom HaShvi'i that should be on Yom HaShmini. He's the reader called Korban Shenakev as in Behema Ben Shemoni Yomim. Okay? So the chur he's doing is listing the mitzvahs which is knowing in all Korbanos is here. But these, after he finishes the whole thing, he does it much later. That's a little strange.
It was before all Nagei, only to the before that. They're all dinim in the Maisa Akravo or the things that happened before that Akravo.
Okay, Chais, I don't know, but it's part of the Seder Akravo. It's part of the Seder.
So then you tell before the Akravo, and then they'll do the Akravo, and then they'll do the after Akravo.
One second, all these afterwards. One second. Base of Bechira, Pei Dalid. Petach Hamor. You know, it's very strange what goes in here. Tevido Bekidush Habachor. Okay, but say the Chais. I don't know. Okay, but say what to say. This needs work. Okay. Okay. That's what we have. And that's the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos. Perek Tezvov. The truth is, the Avodas Matonah is a big chiddush, because the Gemara uses the Avodas Matonah a whole different drosha in Avodah Tamah. And it's Mamash Adraisa Dikad Rosh, and that's going Yuma Chavdal and Aleph. Omar Rav Abba Avoid Zah Chai Valei Misa. Zwika Vaktoro Venisa Chamayim. Venisa Chayayim. For Levi Oma, af Tumas Adeshin, v'chei Tony Levi, Zokov Yumos, Avodis Matona, v'lo Avodis Siluk. Okay, it's a chidish. Okay, now, in it's your question about halachas gedolos in mitzvah in kuf chav zayin lechol kochim u'maisa sheni b'yushalayim. So lechol yushalayim goes on both lechol kochim u'maisa sheni b'yushalayim. So lechol it's and it's nothing to do with it, it's achilas b'ayim. Okay. The Sefer Yireyim in Sadi Hey, Simon Sadi Hey, Achilles Kochim Kalim, Bikurim, Ubachiris, Umaisa Behemo, Siva Kodesh Boch, Shiochum Yisrael, Bushalayim, Tirsi, Bapashra E, Onoche, Vesem Shomo, O Seir Zichem, Maisa Sechem, Shumas Yedechem, Durechem, the Seir, Machos Bechachem, the Senecha, Machaltem Shom, with Nea Shem Elokechem. Okay? So this is very interesting. The Rambam doesn't count this as a separate mitzvah at all. Maybe Achila is only part of the Avor, and maybe it's part of Kim Avor, but it's not Achila, Ches, I don't know. Eli Teres Kohanim says, both by Tumo and by Maisa Sheni is Amod, the Russian is, second. The Gemara in Yuma, first of all, I in Dalva Beis, Ovi Esachun, She'enem Bekum Achol, V'li Ovi Esatruma, She'hi Bekum Achol. Bekum Achol, whatever that means. And then, that's in Ayin Dalva Beis. Then there's a Sifra in Achrei Mois, Arba Esachun, She'enem Ba'amud V'achol, V'li Arba Esatruma, U'mais She'eni She'en Ba'amud V'achol. That's the Teres Kohanim in Achim, I think. Teres Kohanim in Achim. Okay. So I don't know. Maisi Ram doesn't have anything in Maisi Sheni. In Ramban, just if you give me this for a second. Sorry. Ramban does, I think, have a mitzvah. I think I'm wrong. Shitishes Nivino Lecho Maisa Sheni, or Bechayes Bushalayim, Mitzvah Shocharav, the first one. Yeah. The Ram doesn't have Maisa Sheni. The Ram has Truma, so, you know, you can make a case both for Truma and Maisa Sheni. You can't make a case for Shvius. Okay. Okay, we spoke with Sherman Ochis. Okay. And the third, that's the Ram, that the case the Ram has the Sherman Ochis is because the Teres Kohanim that it calls it a mitzvah. Correct? I'm just very confused. What do you mean call a kochim? And you look at menochas separately as kochim or together with the other behemoths? What does it mean no able to call a kochim? Only the four and it's a separate category? Every melech is a separate category for should have been two mitzvahs? And the melech, you know, how do you look at menochas in terms of kochim and minyan mitzvahs. If something's noig in everything,
that's a different pasuk, right?
I understand. So you could say, you could have said that, you know, lamosho, okay. There's a lav, okay. The Rambam has, if you open a minyan, you have to find out what lav is. The lav for achilas tevel, okay. The Rambam has three separate lav for achilas tevel. Leichalil, leisachalilu. One is, we call it a truma gedoyla, tevel truma gedoyla, tevel of trumas ma'isa, and lo yisuch alecho b'sharecho, okay? And he quotes it as one lav minyan mitzvah, because it's all the hashlomo, and it's all one inyan, of achilas tevel, okay? Correct? So I would have told you, it's also all one mitzvah. It's both achilas kochim and shomo Yisrael. So you tell me no. Hello? You tell me no, because by Ochas and Kubahem, there's Negeres the Mitzvah. There's no Negeres the Mitzvah in Menachis, okay? So I'll tell you, Meichete say that this drosha of Achilles Truma has to do with Kochi Kochim of Bosa. Maybe it's talking about Menachis. You know, I just don't get it. I don't know why the Ram counts as two separate mitzvahs. Unless Fakir, that's Gufa, the Mesirah, the Teres Kohanim, that Achilles Kohanim, or that's what he wants in Peches, there's a separate mitzvah.
Well, you see some type of Avodah din in Kach, in Basar, is Avodah. So he has a Sushtel from Truma that also it's Avodah. So
what Avodah do you see? Why do you see? Yeah, I understand that.
Even though it's not good, but I'm saying you see that there's...
Yeah, but how do you know that avodah has to do with Achilles kochim kochim of Bosa? Maybe it's the Achilles Menachos.
You don't see that Menachos has a din avodah by it.
How do you know there's a din avodah by Achilles in kochim kochim? You don't know anything.
Yeah.
It always says by Truma. So I would say it's all one mitzvah and Shalom Yisrael. The question is, what does the Rambam see over here? The only thing that I can make a case for.
So now the Rambam knows that the pasuk is referring to. I mean, not referring to, but it's like, yeah, to Asher and.
No, so I could tell you. Certainly tell you the kiyum. So that it's achilus kochim, right? Okay, but that it's bosa as opposed to menachas. I have no clue. Do I? How do you know that? But look over here. You see, when he does in Peches, he says, Losh Sifro, mitzvah, matzis teochel, mitzvah. Kyotzibo, yevom yoboleo, mitzvah. Okay? So it means, matz teochel, zecha mitzvah. Okay? And that's a right, it's a separate mitzvah. And that's kill the bale, the matik yashmur saying it's a separate mitzvah. Yeah? It's, what time is it?
It's 10:02.
Oh. Okay, we'll say that. So, this, I'm just very confused over here. I have no clue. I know what he's trying to do, but how he does it and why he does it, I'm very confused.
Why is he an agenda? This is a mitzvah.
I understand that. But okay, we'll say that.